to the Daily Weekly podcast.
So in this episode, we're going to be looking at some of the most anticipated movies of 2022 and sharing our thoughts on them.
Sonic the Hedgehog 2. Due to come out on April 8th. I have seen a trailer for this one.
Good. Have you seen the first one?
No.
I've seen bits of it.
I've heard it's not amazing.
It's okay. It's one of the better video game movies, but yeah. It's,
okay.
Like, with the first one, the original design for Sonic was hated so much that...
I saw that. They changed the entire thing. Yeah.
I'm glad they did. I don't know what they're doing with the...
I know. I just...
But yeah, that's kind of funny.
I can't believe people kicked off that much. So,
yeah.
So as well as Sonic, in this second edition, we've got Jim Carrey's Dr. Robotnik, who then recruits Knuckles, voiced by my other husband, Idris Elba. And they plan to take over the world with the Chaos Emeralds. Luckily for Sonic, we'll have the help of Tails. Who's voicing Tails?
I'm not sure. Tails.
It's just where they were like Jim Carrey, Idris Elba,
Everybody
Tails.
Gets mentioned except
yeah. Tails. I bet it's Zendaya. but no, so it does look good, and you know, I'm sure it's lovely for the kids.
Yeah, it's a bit of family friendly.
Yeah,
summer cinema
it's
trip.
It's just, it's not. I was as well when I was a kid. I was never into Sonic. I was more into Mario.
I like the Sonic.
We were playing Sonic last night, and I was like, I want to play Mario.
Yeah,
I'm a Mario gal.
Yeah, I think I'd lean towards Sonic, to be honest.
Really? Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
But no, so. Yeah, you can enjoy that. You and Jake can go on a little man date. Oh, this has got tea.
Oh, go on, take it away.
Fantastic Beasts, The Secrets of Dumbledore. I do want to see this. Comes out on April 15th. 4 years ago, we found out the crimes of Grindelwald. Now, Warner Brothers continues to expand the Wizarding World by digging into the secrets of Hogwarts' legendary headmaster, who is portrayed by Jude Law. Mads Mikkelsen takes on the role of the nefarious Grindelwald for this entry, while Eddie Redmayne, Ezra Miller and other Fantastic Beasts return for this new spin-off in the Harry Potter universe. I love Harry Potter. I've never loved Fantastic Beasts as much as Harry Potter.
I haven't seen any of them. I've seen Harry Potter, I haven't seen Fantastic Beasts.
Get it off. But no, I watched the first one and I did like it. I haven't seen the second one. I feel like I fell in love with Harry Potter a lot quicker than I fell in love with these.
Mm.
But obviously it's quite like controversial because Johnny Depp was Grindelwald.
Yeah.
And then because of all the stuff that went on with...
Amber Heard. Yeah.
He's been sacked.
When you were reading it, I thought... We discovered the crimes of Grindelwald. I thought now Warner Bros. Continues to expand the Wizarding World and reveal the crimes of Amber Heard. But you know,
they're on
her side.
Yeah, no, the crimes of the Wizarding World.
The crimes
is Amber Heard.
Yeah,
and the name she's given Johnny Depp. I love Johnny Depp. Like he can do no wrong in my eyes.
Yeah, I feel sorry for Mads Mikkelsen. Like he's gonna get so much hate.
He is. But it's sort of what he's got to expect from the role, though. Because
yeah.
He was in Hannibal as Hannibal Lecter. And I really did like him in that. He was really good. Mm. But I feel like coming into this role, when there's so much like controversy, I feel like it's just a recipe for disaster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I should have just let Johnny have the job. But,
you know. No. Sad times. Yeah. But then I suppose if it is for kids or, like, you know, young people, you can't have a supposed wife beater on there, but...
No, but they let Amber Heard stay in Aquaman 2. And
but that's League. Less for children, I suppose.
I don't know, it's a kid's superhero film, though. Like,
that's another debate for another time.
It's another debate, yeah.
Oh, this is us. This is where we live.
Disappointment Boulevard. that's going to be where the Daily Weekly HQ sets up. This one.
Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness.
Probably my most anticipated movie of the year. I have to say.
You take this one.
So, after the events of WandaVision, Loki, and Spider-Man No Way Home, the Marvel Cinematic Universe's multiverse is in desperate need of repair, and Benedict Cumberbatch's Doctor Strange will attempt to fix it, or probably make it worse first, but anyway.
High hopes.
Yeah. He'll be joined by Elizabeth Olsen as Wanda Maximoff, the Scarlet Witch, Benedict Wong as Wong, and the new Sorcerer Supreme, and... What is it with names I can't pronounce?
Xochitl
Gomez. Again, I'm so sorry if we pronounced that wrong. It's not a name I've heard out loud before. As she's starring as America Chavez. Yeah, a new hero with the power to cross into other realities. That comes in handy for this.
Wow.
Convenience.
I know.
They will battle with otherworldly monsters and an evil version of Doctor Strange in this horror-themed film directed by Sam Raimi, who also directed the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man films.
Oh my god, this sounds so good. I love Doctor Strange. Sounds I think he's really amazing. Cool.
Yeah, he's one of my favourites now.
Yeah, 100%. I think he's absolutely brilliant. And the fact that it's directed by Sam Raimi, like, oh my god.
Yeah.
Could this film get any better?
Oh, I know. It's going to be good.
Daily Weekly Trip. Doesn't it come out on Bank Holiday? May Bank Holiday?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, probably.
Let's go.
Yeah. If
Let's go, kiddo.
I'm not working, but anyway.
No, you're not allowed to work.
No, I can't. I need to see this film. Yeah, it's going to be a big film. I'm really looking forward to it. Yeah, no pressure.
No pressure, Benedict.
Yeah, that will be interesting.
I think we'll have to do a review on that.
Have to. It's too big not to.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right. There was another one. Legally Blonde 3. Wow, the film everybody was waiting for.
Elle Woods is back. Reese Witherspoon is still Elle Woods. All the plot details are being kept secret for now, but Mindy Kaling and Dan Gore are penning the script for the film. So it shouldn't be too bad if Mindy Kaling's doing it.
Yeah.
But I just can't believe they're stringing it out again. Like, Reese Witherspoon... Elle Woods is bait in the first film. She tries to... Oh, it's really toxic. She tries to get this guy by going to law school because he's going to law school. So she like starts to study and like work really hard for all of her exams and everything so that she can go to this law school. But it's literally just so that she can get a guy. But then she does become a lawyer at the end of it. I'm not sure what happens in the second one. But how they're stringing it along, I really don't know.
When did the second one come out?
I can't remember when the second one came out, but the third one... The first one came out, like, nearing 20 years ago.
Wow.
Because she's meant to be, like, just about to start uni. And now she's in her 40s.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'm not sure about this one. Moving swiftly on.
Top Gun Maverick.
My mum is so excited for this.
Yeah. The film has just been delayed for, like, 4 years now.
Yeah.
Once again, Tom Cruise is back in the cockpit for... Top Gun Maverick.
I feel the need for speed.
Yeah.
Do you know, I forgot his name. Tom Cruise is my mum's only pinup.
Really?
Yeah. Only male pinup.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a big fan of his movies, but I'm not.
Is he your only male pinup as well? Next to Sandra Bullock. And Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah, I like actors in their 50s at this point. That's what it seems to be. I have a type.
Successful.
50-year-old successful billionaires in Hollywood.
Get on that saga cruise, hon.
That's what I like. Yeah, so several COVID-induced delays later, the film from director Joseph Kosinski will finally see the light of day. Cruise's Pete Maverick Mitchell is back as the rebellious as ever. Reuniting with Val Kilmer's Tom Iceman Kosinski, Miles Teller joins the cast as Bradley Rooster Bradshaw, the son of Maverick's best friend, the late Nick Goose Bradshaw, played by Anthony Edwards. Yeah.
I'm not going to go see it, but my mum...
No, I...
She's so excited.
I'd watch it if it was on TV, but I don't think I'd go to the cinema to see it.
That's how I watched the original Top Gun.
Yeah, I didn't really... Not my thing, no.
But hey, it's for some people, just not us. Let's move on.
Jurassic World Dominion.
Coming out on June 10th.
Yeah, the...
I really like the new Jurassic Worlds.
Yeah, I do.
I think they're really good. With dinosaurs now unleashed on the modern world, Jurassic World Dominion will answer the age-old question of whether humans and dinos can coexist. Yes or no, can they coexist?
I mean... I would say yes.
I think yes.
We can coexist with other animals.
You can tame them.
Yeah.
If we can live with elephants. Well, yeah. Not like... Where we live, but like...
I mean, like, even if they were in the wild, like, there's, like, you know... eventually, the dinos are not going to bother humans, because they're going to find resources elsewhere.
We'd have to have, like, all the vegetarian ones, all the herbivores.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think a T-Rex would be that much of a problem in today's world, really, if it was on the loose.
I think it's just their size, because aren't they, like, the size of, like, 3 double-decker buses or something?
Yeah, well, I feel like we could manage...
We won't manage.
It's not Godzilla we have to deal with here. That'd be different.
Colin Trevorrow is back to direct the third installment of the rebooted franchise, which also marks the return of original Jurassic Park actors Sam Neill, Laura Dern and Jeff Goldblum.
Amazing.
Jeff Goldblum, I think, is in this until the bitter end.
I hope so.
Jurassic World Dominion starring Chris Pratt and Bryce Dallas Howard is sure to jolt the pandemic-battered box office. I love Chris Pratt. I love him.
I like Chris Pratt, but he's kind of everywhere at the moment.
That's fine.
I don't know.
I'm so
he's voicing
okay
Mario
that.
In the new Mario movie and voicing Garfield in the new Garfield movie.
That's fine.
I don't know. You can't be Mario and Garfield.
I'm in love with him. I'm so in love with him.
That's debates for another day.
Him, Russell Brand, Tom Holland, Idris Elba. There's a lot going on. I haven't even got like a set type.
I was going to say, there's not. I can't
male
see the link.
Is my type.
Successful male.
Rich man. Age doesn't matter right now.
But yeah, that'd be interesting. It's nice that they got the original cast to come back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shame about Richard Attenborough.
Yeah, that's a shame.
Oh. But
yeah,
they've got to do, like, you know, in the Ghostbusters they had like the bust of the Ghostbuster guy that died.
Yeah,
they should have one of that for Richard Attenborough.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so excited for this one too.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
Disney's next computer animated feature is a spin-off of the Toy Story films in which audiences will finally see a full-length Buzz Lightyear adventure on the big screen, but with Chris Evans doing the voice, not Tim Allen. This is because it's... I think this is right. This film isn't based on the Buzz Lightyear toy. It's based on the real person that the toy is based on.
I see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think.
That's acceptable.
But from the trailer, it looks kind of futuristic, and the movies aren't in the future.
No, the movies are like 97, 98. Yeah.
So that's what I think.
Unless it's meant to be he's the spaceman from the future.
Maybe. I mean, I could be wrong, but I think that's what I heard. That's why it's like, it's not the toy. Otherwise, they would just get Tim Allen to do it, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, so that'd be interesting. Yeah, I don't know how to feel about it. Not just because of that, I just don't know if I'm... interested in it.
I
wasn't a fan of Toy Story 4, so...
No, but I feel like our generation, we grew up with Toy Story, and it was so, like...
I just think 3 was a really good ending.
I just feel like they were big films for us as we were growing up. They were brilliant.
I don't like 1 so much. 2 is amazing.
2's my favourite.
2, 3...
I cry every time at 2
yeah.
when Jessie's doing her backstory. I'm like, Well, you had it on videotape.
I had it on videotape.
Oh, my God. You know, random memory just come back. So, one time, when I was in year one, actually, ironic because I now teach year one, but when I was in year one, we had to do a project about the toys that our parents played with when they were children. And my dad used to play with those, like, boxing robot things.
Yeah, yeah.
And my dad, we watched the video of Toy Story 2, and he paused it on that bit and drew it from Toy Story.
Yeah.
Oh, what an amazing memory.
Oh, look at that.
That was when I was, so when I was in year one, when I was like 16 years ago.
Crazy. Long time.
But yeah, I'm so excited for that.
Minions, The Rise of Gru, July 1st.
I can't believe they're doing another one.
I know, they're really milking this franchise for...
But then it works every time.
It does. So.
They've got to be the most successful children's films of all time by now.
Probably, yeah. Like, if it's successful, don't stop doing it, I guess.
Yeah. Just like the Daily Weekly.
So, our favourite yellow pill-shaped creatures are back. That's not how I describe it.
Pill-shaped.
My favourite yellow pills.
They literally look like my morning sertralin.
Do you write this note?
Yeah, I wrote this article.
Yeah, yeah. So, set after the events of the 2015 prequel when titular character... Is that how... Titular is a
titular. Titular.
Titular. That doesn't sound right.
No, titular.
Because you say title, you don't say tittle.
Well, what do you want me to do? Like...
I come to you for clarification because I feel like you know words.
I work with six-year-olds, hon.
Yeah, you might come across these things.
Titular.
You work in an educational setting. I come to you.
Titular,
yeah.
Because no, I'm not going to go into it.
yeah, so this is where the minions kind of greet a young Gru and more, I guess.
Yeah. But I thought he made them. Hold on, this has to be factually correct. In Despicable Me, the first one, he said he made the Minions.
I know, but that then contradicts the first Minions movie, where Gru's not even in it, and that's set, like, in the 60s.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
They did maybe not think about maybe he made more of them, then. Maybe I he's the daddy. Too.
Yeah, there's, like, long-lost family reunion. Time
well, they're identical, aren't they? They're all pill-shaped.
Mm. Some are different sizes. Some are fatter, some are taller, some have one eye, some have two.
Yeah, it's a weird combo, isn't it?
Mm. Anyway, so yeah, that's coming out in the summer. Good one for the kids, I guess. Also coming out in the summer, good one for people like us, I guess.
Young adults.
Thor Love and Thunder. Also known as Thor 4.
Thor 4.
Thor 4.
Thor 4.
Yeah.
That will never get old. No. Coming out on July 8th. I still haven't watched Ragnarok because I'm an awful person.
One of the best films.
I know. Everyone says it's one of the best.
So good.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm disappointing. I need to.
Yeah. For once, I've seen something you haven't.
Shut up.
Director Taika Waititi returns with the follow-up to Thor Ragnarok, and he's bringing Natalie Portman, who played Thor's love interest, Jane Foster, in the first two movies, back into the fold to wield Thor's mighty hammer.
As it were.
Ooh.
Oh, it's a romance theme. A
romance-themed movie will also bring in the Guardians of the Galaxy for a crossover and introduce Christian Bale as the villain Gore the God Butcher. Sounds rather friendly. God Butcher.
It's like Sweeney Todd. Obviously any Marvel film. Yeah. But I do need to catch up on all the Thors. For some reason, he just hasn't been on my radar.
Ragnarok will put him on the radar. Forget the first two.
I know the first two are rubbish, and that's why I probably never bothered.
Yeah. The second one, like, I feel like they get better each time, but then Ragnarok just leagues.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. Okay, so we're nearing the end of the year. We got up to September now on our list, and we're just going to go through some of the other ones that, you know, they're on our radar, but because it's so far away.
I'll forget.
Yeah.
100%.
So I'm not as anticipated for these just yet because of how far away it is. But anyway, again, finally coming out and delayed from multiple times is Mission Impossible 7, coming out at the end of September, so I will probably see this. Of course, starring Tom Cruise back as, you know, Ethan Hunt in the Mission Impossible films with Simon Pegg, Rebecca Ferguson, who else is in it? A few guys, yeah. I can't remember who's in it now.
I don't like Mission Impossible.
I love these films. They're very good.
Aren't they a bit like Fast and Furious? Like, it's just same thing.
No. The first one came out in 1996.
Oh, my God.
And number 8's coming out in a couple of years, too.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, not as bad as Fast and Furious. First
not
one,
as bad, yeah.
2001, and then, yeah, number, what was it?
335.
Number 9 just came out. Last year, I think.
Yeah.
So, they're going up to 11, I think. Yeah.
Who's going to hang around for that?
I don't know.
Certainly not
they
me.
They went to space in number 9. I don't know what they can do to top that.
Go under the
water.
It started off
with, like, street racing. And now they're doing government heists in space.
That's just not even normal. Like, no. Calm down.
I know. But anyway, that's Fast and Furious for you. and Mission Impossible, which is what we're mainly talking about here. Coming out in October, we got Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse Part 1, a sequel to Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, the animated multiversal Spider-Man film. Pretty good. Yeah, that sounds pretty cool.
Oh, it's got Gwen Stacy in it instead of anyone else.
Interesting. October 14th, Halloween Ends, supposedly the final film in the Halloween franchise. Who knows if this will be the final film.
I'm looking forward to seeing this one. Yeah. Jamie Lee Curtis coming back, of course, and she will seek revenge on Michael Myers again after he slaughtered her daughter Karen in Halloween Kills. Spoiler. It'll also
slaughtered. That's brutal.
Well, have you ever seen a Halloween film? It is slaughter.
Oh, I haven't.
The final installment also stars Andy Matichak, Kyle Richards, Nick Castle, and James Jude Courtney.
That's a spoiler. Well, I wanted to see that now. Now I know she's going to die.
We should watch it. I want to see how she dies.
Probably
slaughtered.
don't know. Just have a feeling. The Flash, DC animated movie. Not animated. DC movie. I don't know why I said
live
animated.
Action.
Live action. The complete opposite. starring Ezra Miller as the Flash himself, the Cape. Oh, and Batman's in it, Michael Keaton and Ben Affleck. Yeah, this is, they're using the Flash movie to bring in multiple Batman.
Right.
I don't really know, because the Flash can do stuff that, yeah. So that's happening in November. What else have we got?
Black Panther, Wakanda Forever.
Yes.
Is this actually Chadwick Boseman's last?
Well, I don't know. He's not even in it, is he?
Oh.
Well, they might use things like unused footage. But
yeah.
He died before they started this.
Oh, one, so. Okay. I thought he did it and then died.
No.
But it's just been really delayed.
No. So that'd be interesting to see how they tackle it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And honour his memory and legacy and. Yeah, so that'd be interesting. But a lot of the returning cast from the other films.
And it's by the same director, Ryan Coogler.
Yeah, so that's good. That
yeah.
That'll be a good one to see.
I do love Black Panther. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's just really good. The Fablemans.
The Fablemans. With Seth Rogen and anything Steven Spielberg. That sounds
anything
good.
Anything Seth Rogen touches, I swear, is gold.
Yeah.
So, well, maybe that's just me because I'm really politically incorrect, but.
Hmm. So it's a coming-of-age film from Universal Pictures based on Steven Spielberg's childhood, starring Michelle Williams, Seth Rogen and Paul Dano as key adults in the story, along with a group of child actors that will inevitably nail the nostalgia that Spielberg has made a career off. Still not sold, it's the next film with the pint-sized Once Upon a Time in Hollywood star Julia Butters, who delivered one of the best performances of 2019 at 10 years old. I haven't seen Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
I literally watched it the other day. I watched it when I was doing my 12-hour isolation, and it was so good.
Yeah, I heard it was good.
I know Ridley isn't a fan and because he loves Quentin Tarantino, but I loved it because it wasn't like other Quentin Tarantinos. Yeah. You've got to watch it.
Mm, it's on my watch list. Another one on our list for December now, Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom, which I mentioned earlier that Amber Heard is still very much a part of. Sequel to Aquaman, and, well, I mean, who really cares about Aquaman?
I did watch the first one, I think.
I haven't seen it.
What a waste of my time. Well, the pictures aren't. I mean, that's a lovely. I appreciate the male form in its glory, but. The film was a waste of my time because he wasn't shirtless the whole time.
Oh, too bad. Well,
Jason
you know,
Momoa.
I mean, maybe I'll see it. I don't know.
My seventh husband.
Seventh. They're really building here now.
Oh, my God.
Avatar 2, James Cameron. It's finally back. These films have been delayed before COVID was a thing because originally Avatar 2 was supposed to come out in December 2014. But, you know, he's been really waiting for, like, technological advancements and things like that. And I think he's making Avatar 2, 3, 4, 5 and 6. Originally, he was just making 3, then it was 4, then 5, then 6.
I think someone smelt the paycheck and thought, yeah.
I think the goal is finally for them to come out, like, every year or every 2 years from now.
I hate things
like that. The first
one
came out in 2009.
So. I don't know why I hate things like that, but I just feel...
I like it. I don't have to wait too long. I hate waiting years between sequels.
No, it's giving me, like, Fast and Furious vibes. Like, again, it's giving me Fast and Furious vibes because it's like... I feel like if you're rushing it that much, there can't be that much thought behind it.
Yeah.
Conspiracy theory. Cameron, James Cameron doesn't care.
Yeah, so this film features Jake Sully and Nitri fleeing their home to protect their family when an old threat returns.
Ooh.
That's going to be the humans coming back for revenge, probably. A couple more, just to quickly mention, as that untitled Mario movie coming out in December just before Christmas with Chris Pratt playing the Italian plumber. Yeah, based on the...
Hopefully it doesn't meet the same fate as the 1993 live-action movie, which I don't think I've ever actually seen.
No, but apart from... I mean, my only issue with this cast, it's a great cast, but I just, wish... Like, let the guy who does Mario in the games voice him in the films.
Is he still alive?
Yeah, he's still alive.
Oh, my God.
And he was, like, quite upset.